We use the word but to show difference. It is like the opposite of and. So for example, she is smart and nice. These are two good things, so we use and. The house is old and expensive. These are two bad things, so we use the word and. He is stupid but nice. This is one good thing and one bad thing, so it's more natural to use but. The house is nice but expensive. Again, this is one good thing and one bad thing, so it's more natural to use but. We also use but to show something unexpected or surprising. For example, I studied hard, but I failed the test. She is pretty and nice, but she doesn't have a boyfriend. She loves cooking, but she hates eating. We often use but to connect two shorter sentences. The sentence pattern is sentence plus but plus sentence. Separate the two sentences with a comma when writing. So for example, they are short, but they are good at basketball. Math is hard, but science is easy for me. Pizza is delicious, but carrots are disgusting. I like her, but she doesn't like me. The hotel is old and dirty, but it is still expensive. Also, we can use different verb tenses in the sentences. For example, he is a good worker, but he was a bad student when he was young. The cookies are cold now, but they were warm an hour ago. The TV show is boring now, but the first season was so exciting. I exercise today, but I will not exercise tomorrow. I didn't go on vacation this year, but I'm going to go next year. We can also use but between two adjectives or nouns when the subject is the same. So for example, he is big, but not strong. This is the same as he is big, but he is not strong. The man is fast, but weak. This is the same as the man is fast, but he is weak. Here are some bonus tips and points. Number one, we can use but when we are saying no politely. So here are some example conversations. Would you like to go on a date with me? I would like to, but I have a boyfriend. Could you help me with this report? I'm sorry, but I have a meeting in 20 minutes. Number two, we can use but to criticize something in a nicer, softer way. Here are some example conversations. It looks pretty good, but I think we can improve the introduction. I agree. How does this dress look? I like the color, but I don't think it is a good style for you. How is James doing at work? He works hard, but he makes many mistakes. Number three, we use but when talking about the pros and cons of something, so the good things and the bad things. Here are some example conversations. This apartment is in a great neighborhood, but I think it is too expensive for us. I really like it, but I think you're right. This car is the fastest and coolest, but it is not very safe. It is a beautiful car, but since safety is the most important thing for me, I think I need to look at a different kind of car. That company offers a high salary and incredible benefits, but the employees have to work very long hours, and it can be quite stressful. No job is perfect. They offer a high salary for a reason. You just need to decide what you want. Number four, we can also put but at the beginning of a sentence. For example, he is very handsome. but he does not have a girlfriend. I like avocados and they are healthy, but they are too expensive where I live. Here is a quick note. Many people avoid using but at the beginning of a sentence when they write, but it is not a problem if you do it sometimes. If you want to avoid using but, then just use the word however at the beginning of a sentence. It has the same meaning.